I've taken one Maryland bear. I took a Maryland bear in 2015, I believe, in Garrett County. That was quite an experience. I've actually been drawn four or five times or been a sub-permittee on one of those occasions. I can't remember, but bear sightings are rare. Bear sightings are rare. So they come in, you know, at night, you catch them on the trail camera at night, you don't see them during the day. That happened in Frederick County on several occasions, two nights in a row. I was hunting with my bonus daughter, Laura. By the way, it was her birthday yesterday, so everybody say happy birthday to Laura. Other notable things that happened this week, we lost one of our outdoorsmen that is well-known, popular, exceedingly popular because of his position. Art Guido passed away. Art was behind the reel counter, worked in the fishing department at Bass Pro Shop. Quiet guy. Quiet guy. Very knowledgeable. Impacted a lot of lives as far as fishing, as far as waterfowl hunting and so forth. Art, I knew Art when I worked there from February 2003 to December 2007. Never really got to hunt with the guy. I know he was quiet, but I know he was very knowledgeable and very helpful to a lot of people. He's got a lot of tributes online. So rest in peace, Art. From my understanding was he went crabbing on Monday and suffered an apparent heart attack. Found him in his boat. So Art, the outdoor world is going to miss you. Another significant loss we found out about last week was taxidermist, snakehead fisherman, crabber Betty Panabaker passed away from East Baltimore. Friend of a friend at aircraft heating and cooling. Fred and his whole family crabbed and fished with Mary. And she was on the docket. Actually, this past week, she was in the plans to go interview her for her life in the outdoors in Maryland. Very one of those quiet, unsung people, but impacted a lot of lives. Like I said, she was a taxidermist for many years. She loved to crab and snakehead fish. Her pictures in the snakehead magazine, Big Ass Fish. You see her in there a couple times. So great loss. Great loss. Fred Reinthaler and his family. So, that's sad. That's sad news. But, you know, we have good news, too, that life goes on and we celebrate the outdoors. I don't know how you're dealing with the heat. We're not very well. But it is what it is. It's coming to an end here, hopefully, tomorrow and get back to normals in the mid-80s rather than the mid-90s and the low triple digits. So hopefully everybody's survived well and you're staying cool. So we're communicating with Aaron. Aaron's communicating with us. And let's see. Do we have any? There we go. Morning, John B. How you doing? Yes, indeed. Terrible background sound. You sound like you are, yeah, in the ocean. Yeah, that was because Robin had her fan on, so I hope it's better now. Goodness gracious. Let's talk. Let's take a little first break here, talk about our sponsors a little bit, our friends at Backyard Billy's. I know it was, for me anyway, it was a little too hot to do a little grilling over the past week or so, but once it calms down, we'll get back out there to the backyard grill and do what we got to do. But it's a good time to take a look at a new backyard grill. Backyard Billy's is the place to do that. You know, my grill needs some attention, and it's about due for a replacement. I'm looking at all my options. I'm looking at the Big Green Egg. I'm looking at the Kamado Joe. Those are both ceramic grill smokers, wood-fired, of course. And then I do like the pellet grills as well. Pellet grills by Traeger. Set them and forget them. Control them with your phone. You don't have to stand over those flames. You just let everything cook. And then the beautiful stainless steel wood fire Memphis grill, pellet controlled. The one that is probably the fan favorite is the Beale Street edition. It's got the big control there on the front, big display, and it's got the front-loading pellets. It's got the stainless steel counter to the side. It's got cabinets underneath. You can get alternative grills that you can put your noise is still there? Okay. I can't help that. That's not coming from here, I don't think. Let me see something, though. Let me see if this helps a little bit. Did that help, folks? I'm not sure. I just turned the volume up a little bit. Maybe that's helpful. All right. Aaron, did that help a little bit? Are you figuring out what the background noise is? That solved that problem. Okay, good. I'm glad that problem's solved. Right in the middle of a commercial for Backyard Billy's. So that's all right. That's all right. Bill understands. He knows that the more time we talk about Backyard Billy's, the better off we are. So I just threw that out there for the grill part of it, but there's a tremendous selection of outdoor furniture, tables and chairs, and everything you need for heating your home, either your primary or alternative heat source, at Backyard Billy. So why not stop by this weekend? They're open 7 days a week. You can visit them at backyardbillies.com and see what they've got. Call 410-827-4500 if you have any questions. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. So, also stop by Clyde Sports Shop this week. Talked to Mike. Earlier I talked to Rich. Mr. Clyde hasn't been in the store for a little while. He's got some medical issues that he's dealing with, but he's getting better. He's in touch with the store all the time. He's just not there physically. So everything is good to go. They're getting ready for the bow season, ready for the archery season. And I asked Mike how the crabbing has been going. He said, tremendous. He said, tremendous. I said, well, you got everything to cover it. You got the traps and the steamers and the trot lines and the whole deal. He said, yeah. I said, how about the fishing? He goes, man, fishing's been off the hook. He said, we can't keep rods and reels in the stock. You get four rods and reels in, you sell five. And I said, that's great. They also got plenty of live bait, lures, terminal tackle. Why not stop by? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line sporting goods store, Clyde Sports Shop. Website is clydesports.com. The phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. They're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the roll when we get to the fishing hole. It'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away.
All right, old dog Trey, good to take him for a walk, and we'll be right back. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I'm hearing from our buddy John and the other buddy, John B. Let me know if the white noise is still out there. I think we kind of got it. I hope we got it. But just keep on texting, keep on letting us know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Those of you who are texting, of course, know my number, and my number's out there everywhere. If you want to, you know, text that number, please do. Feel free. You just have to go to Ellis Outdoors and check it out. So, all right. Aaron, can you text those sheets that you have so far for the contest? And we'll get that started, that's for sure. Yeah, to both of us. So one of us will be able to print it from here. So there we go. I'll tell you something, folks. We have had a lot of deer get measured. A lot of deer get measured this past week. Doug Wigfield in Cambridge, or I guess he's in Wicomico County down that way, Mardella Springs. He's measured 4 or 5. Bobby Newton's measured 4 or 5. John Melvin, Doc Homiak, Chuck Wilcox, all have been measuring their little hearts out to get these final deer in the record book. It's August 15th is our deadline for having your deer measured. So hopefully if you have one, contact us through the Facebook page. The website is bucksbearsstags.com, bucks-bears-stags.com. The email is bbs@bucks-bears-stags.com. And if you need a deer measured, go to the website, bucksbearstags.com. There's a button there that says Request a Measure. Click on that. That'll open up a form. You fill the form out, submit it, and that comes right to us, and we are able to contact you by email or by phone to figure something out. We'll supply a list of our measures nearby, and hopefully you'll be able to connect with one before the deadline. So we'd love to see that happen. I think we're probably going to wind up with 550 entries in the new record book. I think we are. That's going to be a spectacular record book. Nothing like it ever happened before in Maryland, other than 2020 when we did the first one. So we've got a lot of stories. We've got some new records, some new state records. We've got some tremendous bear, tremendous sika deer, tremendous whitetails. No new state record whitetails. Other than in the picked-up division, we have an all-new female division, an all-new youth division. So we want to thank our youth sponsors. We have a number of them. We'll thank them in the record book. We do have sponsorships available for the record book. I think it's called Become a Sponsor on our website. You can click on that, see the different levels. We have some tremendous sponsors out there so far. We look forward to a great, great record book this year, don't we, Robin? Yes, indeed. The records are being compiled. now in the database so we can figure it all out and put everybody in the right order. And got to have another slurp of that coffee. Sorry. What sounds stupid? What? What, slurping my coffee? It's good. It's good. I'll accept that comment. Anyway, let's see. I think we need a phone call, Raman, don't you? Let's see. Everybody's happy. There's the forms. Okay. And there's you and John. And there's Sharon. Everybody seems to be happy right now. Except me. I need a phone call. I need somebody to talk to. I do. I feel lonely here. Even though Robin's sitting right here in the room and the puppy's wherever she is, doing what her thing is. The old dog is out in her bed in the big house. The mid-puppy, the big dog, Joey, she's back in her room. Hopefully gnawing on a bone, which is keeps her occupied. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. So let's see. Rockfish season stays closed till the end of the month, and it's a good thing. Look, can you imagine the water temperature right now with the air temperature the way it is? The fish wouldn't stand a chance being taken out of the water, even the stress of fighting a fish can kill it. We had issues with a lot of dead fish floating on the secret spot up there in the harbor, and that has to do with people catching undersized fish and releasing them, or deep hooking them, or just plain stress. So it was appropriate time to close the season, and whoever thought it out well this year, even though we had some very high temperatures earlier on. I'd like to hear your comments on that. So I'll tell Robin this. She can hear me speaking. She can't hear me in her headphones. But we did a little survey last week, Robin, while you were out. I asked about changing the format of the show. I asked about more guests and so forth. And the overwhelming answer from what I heard was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it till it is. So we're just going to keep doing what we do. What do you think? Sounds good to me, too. The Maryland Hunting Quarterly is headed to press this week, so that'll be out hopefully end of next week, and you'll have some good information to share on that. And let's talk to our buddy Mark in Delaware. Morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Everything's working with the broadcast, so
good.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, good start.
Yeah.
Yeah, you staying cool over there?
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
One more day.
Yeah, one more day. That's what we're all saying, one more day.
Yeah.
So,
here's a broad question for you.
A broad question. I know a lot about broads. Go ahead.
I don't know anything. That's why I'm asking you. How does a heat wave like this affect wildlife?
These animals have been around for millennia. They've dealt with all the extremes in temperature. They're adaptable. Let's take a white-tailed deer, for example. Okay, white-tailed deer has two different types of hair that it grows. One in the summer, which is you'll see them, they appear reddish. It's a short, dense hair that they grow. It's three times as dense as it is in the winter, okay? So what that does is it helps prevent, bug bites and so forth. But it also helps keep them cool because it is so short. They don't have this woolly coat that they wear all year round. In the wintertime, they replace that short hair with longer hair, which is hollow. The hair itself is hollow, which insulates them against the cold. They can lay down on a snow-covered bed and be very, very comfortable. So, they've learned to adapt, and everything in the wild pretty much has learned to adapt. The thing that it affects most, in my opinion, is the fish, because of the oxygen levels, the salinity levels, and things like that. The fish have to find the most comfortable level where the most oxygen is. And sometimes when you have a pulse of a thunderstorm or something like that, you know, in particularly creatures that live in rivers and streams and flowing water, that thunderstorm pulse will deoxygenate the water. And that will lead to fish kills. And you'll see that from time to time in some of our river systems. In the bay, the hypoxia, what is called dissolved oxygen level, I haven't had a chance to look at that report, but it just came out for June. I'll look at that, try to look at that during the break. But, you know, we had what were called dead zones here in the bay, which large areas of deoxygenated water. A lot of that has to do with the lack of grasses, because your grasses are what, you know, the grasses, even under the water, they take in the oxygen, or they take in the carbon dioxide and exhale the oxygen, basically. So the grasses create the oxygen levels in the water. As far as the heat is concerned, I think the varying levels of oxygen are what cause more so the detriment to the fish population. Now, they've always called this, ever since before I was a kid, they call this the dog days of summer, right? You see the dogs out there laying on the porch. They're not expending much energy. They're panting. They need a lot of water. Fortunately, we have enough water to keep the streams and lakes and rivers full so the animals can stay hydrated and cooler in this heat. I hope that somewhat answers your question.
Yeah, okay. So they get stressed, but they deal with it.
Exactly. Yep. So, I mean, you know, just because we have 10 days of hot weather doesn't mean that the climate is changing.
Well, the climate's always been changing.
Always been changing.
The question is, why, you know, what is the natural mechanism and how much of a role? I think it would be naive to think you've got a couple billion people in the world and we have no effect.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we are the entire cause of the effect.
Agreed.
And I always go back to the old story that Greenland, a land of ice and snow, it was green when Leif Erikson discovered it, and that was long before the Industrial Revolution.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Things have always changed.
No question about it. No question. And I think we're so enamored with our own sense of self-worth that we think that we're responsible.
Yeah, it's arrogant.
I agree. I think it's arrogant. It says, you know, we are the destiny of our climate here on Earth. We creatures here on this beautiful planet that was created in perfection. But yeah, we've messed up a lot of things, but to be so arrogant to think that we can control the climate worldwide, you know, because a few cows have gas, we have to stop our agriculture practices, because, you know, we burn coal and put that into the air. But, you know, we're ignoring some of the easiest fixes to this for some of the hardest. We're ignoring nuclear. I mean, France, China, they're all building nuclear power plants to deal with this. Now, China puts more coal into the hopper than anybody else, and they're building a new coal plant every couple weeks over there because their industry is so robust. So, if we control our people here to, you know, not burn a gas stove, not have a gas water heater, not have a microwave, not have this, not have that, not have this, it's meaningless. To be honest with you, it's meaningless when the rest of the world, you know, could care less. So,
well, one of our neighbors was an early adopter of an electric car.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think they had it a year. They traded it in for a hybrid because they found it so difficult to live with.
The
the pure electric cars.
Oh, pure electric cars? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in weather like this. But even in regular summer, yeah. If you run the air conditioner, the range can drop by 50%.
Woo!
And, yeah, and you know, interesting thing, an observation about the electric car chargers. Gasoline stations, most, not all, but almost all have canopies over the fuel pumps.
Right.
And you're only expected to stay there 4 or 5 minutes.
Correct.
The electric chargers have nothing to protect you from rain, snow, or sun. And you're expected to stay there 20 minutes and up, maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Good point. They just found, going to upstate New York to see their daughters, it was very difficult. It's a whole different lifestyle. They were living around the car.
Really?
So much yes. So that they traded in for a hybrid. So now they still get, they don't use as much gas as a regular car. But it's perfectly good. And when they want to go on a long trip, they can.
Yeah, makes sense. Wow. Yeah, maybe we'll talk more about climate change. Maybe we won't, but I appreciate the call. Stay very cool. And, you know, it just brings back a thought when I was in a younger day, in a younger life, and a different wife, and we took a trip to Arizona. It was 110 degrees during the daytime.
Wow.
Now, that's a little drier in Arizona. That, you know, you didn't have this 95% humidity like we have today, but it was drier. You could tolerate it to some degree, but the lifestyle there was you go from your air-conditioned home to your air-conditioned car. If you want to go for lunch, you drive to an air-conditioned restaurant. You leave the air-conditioned restaurant, get back in your air-conditioned car, and go back to your air-conditioned home. And if it's 85 degrees outside at night, like it was, or 88, I can't remember, I think it was 85 or 88, you stay in your air conditioner. You know, that's what you do to adapt in a climate like that. You know, so I feel bad for people who don't have the technology of air conditioning. We were without it here in the main house for a week over the 4th. And Robin didn't do well in it. So, but, you know, but that's, people have to adapt. You know?
Yeah.
John doesn't have air conditioning? Wow. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, enough. Enough okay. of that. Enough of me. So, I appreciate the call, buddy.
You betcha. You guys have a great week.
Thanks, Mark. Take care. Patrick in Ellicott City. Good morning, Patrick. Long time no here.
Yes, it has been a long time.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I stayed up too late looking at my trail cam cards last night.
Oh, no.
So I missed the first half hour.
Oh, no.
I really have been doing trail cams for a long time. Probably it's too much of an addiction. So I pulled some cards a couple days ago, and I've had a lot of unusual or interesting things over the years.
Yeah.
And unexpected. I had some woodcocks one time, a woodcock hen with three chicks walking behind her, and they walk really funny, really cute video. And most of my trail cams are set up for video. Last night, at one of my last cards, I had a black bear. A couple of my cameras were ripped off the tree, so.
Oh my goodness!
I figured that there was a big black bear. Well, back in May 10th, I got a video of a black bear that had gotten a hold of a fawn.
Oh no!
And yeah, it was. It was different, unexpected, but
yeah.
You know, I've heard for years that one of the larger predators of fawns are bears.
Yep.
And totally unexpected. It's actually got a couple videos of it Without getting too graphic, even the doe had come running to see what the ruckus was, but the bear stayed on in that spot the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting running these trail camps. I think I almost enjoy it as much as hunting. A lot of people don't understand when you're hunting, you're outdoors observing most of the time. It's not just the pursuit of the kill, and it's really enjoyable watching nature.
Yeah. Yep.
And with the trail cams, I get to see a whole lot even more.
Now, what county are your trail cams?
Bedford,
Pennsylvania. Yeah, that
right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we have a cabin up there.
Yeah,
we spoke about that before.
Yeah, we did. That's right. I forgot. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
we lived right up over the hill in Somerset County from you, so.
Yeah,
I know about that country. Grew up in Altoona, so again, Bedford's right in between the two. So,
right off of Evitts Creek. Evitts Creek goes right through my sister's property.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Yeah.
But it's great. It's beautiful scenery. We have we're from the cabin. We can see all the way, I don't know, miles. Anyhow, I really love the trail cam thing. I spend a lot of money on it, but
Enjoyable. Hey, well, look, if it keeps you out there, keeps you interested, and then, you know kind of what to anticipate. You know, if you've got a nice animal, a nice deer on your camera, you know, you took a couple pictures of it, and you head out there in the woods with anticipation, and that's the biggest part of going hunting is the anticipation, you know?
Yeah. I have a nice bachelor group that's hanging around, which we usually don't. We usually have a lot of those.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, Patrick, thank you, buddy, for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, good talking to you again.
Yeah, stay in touch, please.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Uh-huh, bye-bye. There he goes. All right. You know, it's time for me to tell you folks about our friends at Spurries Tire. I can't imagine. It must be very difficult to work on tires in this kind of weather. You know, it's a lot of outside stuff, and Spurries is the best at it, and they just keep going. When we go by there yesterday, Robin? Spurries Tire? Yeah. And they were packed up, which is good. So, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, that's just off Route 50 right here in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They carry Bridgestone and Firestone American-made tires, and they feature those, and they focus on those, and they recommend those because they're American-made. But they have, you know, Michelin, Yokohama, and everything else. As long as it fits your car, they'll get it for you no matter what tires you need. Spurries has them. Your car, your truck, any make, any model, from the tiniest Mini Cooper to the largest tractor trailer. They have any tire for any farm machinery, any machine in your barnyard or your backyard, even your garden tractor, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrows. They have it. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They have 24-hour truck service. And all that and much more has kept Spurries customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. So stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Or call Spurries Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Did I mention there's no appointment needed for tires? Hit their website, spurriestire.com, or call 410-822-7384. That's Spurries Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025. Or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice. Man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish, Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator, Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block, yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Let's go to Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Can you name that tune we just played?
I heard it, but I think it's a little before my time.
Okay. So what's on your mind?
Macro Report, are they at the Bay Bridge yet or not yet?
No, they're a little further south.
Yeah.
A little further south. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Spanish
Mac. Maybe they'll make it up.
Maybe so. There's some bluefish mixed in, too. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Yeah, but it's like, it's past, what is that, Thomas Point, the next?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I don't go that far.
I got you. Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Nope. Mac's haven't come up this far.
So. All right.
All right. Thanks for the call, Gary.
Yeah, man. Bye.
All right. Very good. All right. Yeah, can anybody name that tune? You can text. You can call. Whatever you want. So we got a nice little email here from somebody. It's kind of funny. And let's see if I can pull that up real quick. Find email. Yeah. It says, and this is from a buddy in Glenarm, the animals can deal with the heat because they don't have a news station telling them how hot it is. And do they have a choice not to survive? Not. All right. Well, let's talk to Ronald, and then we'll get back to this email maybe in the next hour. Let's talk to Ronald. Morning, Ronald.
Good morning, Alan and Miss Robin. How you doing?
Doing good.
All right. And Alan, Alan, the name of that tune is by Martha Reeves and the Vandella Heat Wave.
Heat Wave. You got it, brother. Yeah, man. That's exactly right.
Yes,
congratulations.
Man,
you win the admiration of our listening audience.
Well, thank you, sir.
So, doing all right, Ronald. Doing all right.
Well, thank y'all, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just still listening to the show and everything there. Yes, sir.
I know it. I appreciate that, Ronald. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There he goes. Yes, that was Martha and the Vandellas' Heat Wave, and not to the... So here's the rest of the email. They don't have a news station telling them how hot it is or how bad it is, so do they have a choice not to survive? No, not really. Not to mention only the strongest survive. There's no subsidies for animals deal with it or perish. And when they do die, the news reporters, just an opinion, have a nice day. Thank you. Thank you for that, Dwayne. Ah, my goodness. Hey, you know what? I got to tell you one more time about our sponsors, and one of those is Backyard Bay. By the way, heat kills batteries more so than cold does. You think your car won't start in the cold. Well, that's true, but the heat is what actually kills your battery, so keep Battery Warehouse in mind while you're listening. So, all right, summer's here in full force, and it's getting ready to cool down here after Labor Day. Time to get that backyard set up for, fall barbecue, fall crab feast. That's when the crabs are really good and really big. You know, the family get-togethers and so forth. Even Labor Day, why not? Why not stop by Backyard Billy's and check out the selection of tables and chairs and everything in their backyard, like sheds, gazebos, pergolas, storage sheds, I said, greenhouses. You might be able to get a good deal on one. Not sure. Dog kennels, chicken coops, that's for sure. 300 Adirondack chairs, at least in all styles and colors. Route 50, exit 44 on Kent Island. Gym sets and tiki bars and all that. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's ginormous showroom, there's barbecue grills, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, and Memphis, the new one, and a tremendous assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings, and all the stuff that goes with it. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Electric, wood, pellet, and gas. BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, Robin, the music's playing. You want to dictate a message? Get out, stay in, stay safe. Stay cool. Ah, best one yet, Robin. All right, folks. See you next hour.